Wake Up Call continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, it's the good, the bad, and the dumb, the midweek version as we head into the Wednesday. Let's get the good of the day. You know what? There's nothing better than when your team wins a championship. I can't possibly imagine you coming up with another good than that, Mr. L.A. But you've got a good, so let's get it.
You know what? Every once in a while, you got to just you gotta think outside the box for the good.
Outside the
box. But it's not really outside the box. I mean, this is dead smack in the middle of the box.
Okay.
All right. Recognize this song?
Of course. Who doesn't?
Yeah. Coming, second weekend of November?
Second week of November.
College Game Day will be broadcasting live from the Masters.
I saw this.
At Augusta National.
I actually laughed out loud when I saw this. I thought this was unbelievable cross-promotion.
Yeah. I mean, can't blame them.
They're going to be doing it at the where the par 3 course is. But that's on a Saturday. That's an incredible setup.
Yeah.
That's going to be...
Can they tear it down in time?
Well, they're not going to be a par 3 contest this year.
No, I know, but so I'm just saying, you know, aren't people going to be playing through at some point?
Well, not the par 3 area.
Not the par 3 area?
No, that's off in the other end of the course. But you're going to have, like, part of the appeal of game day is the emotion of the crowd, right? Well, they've kind of did away with that a little bit because of the COVID.
But yeah, maybe this is a way to make sure there's no. I mean,
this is almost a way of saying let's just do it on a silent set.
Can we have some of the golfers come out and make out?
I think
the crowd?
So. Right. Well, okay. Look,
Tiger Don, a Stanford.
That's what
shirt.
I'm thinking. Now, I know these guys, these golfers, like to be like, well, I got to get in the zone for my round. I'm in a major. But get somebody. Come on, get a bunch of guys on the set. Right.
Right.
Like. Phil Mickelson went to Arizona State.
Yes.
Tiger Woods went to Stanford. Jordan Spieth went to Texas. There's going to be a couple of guys that have gone to SEC schools. Get them in there. Let's have some fun with this.
You can't just be those guys yapping
about college football. Throw in a little golfer action.
I know some people are going to, you know, be up in arms about this, but I'm kind of excited to
Me
see
too.
It.
I am. I'm completely. Those stuffy Augusta National types, they should... This should be
they have
awesome.
No idea what's coming.
This is fantastic. This is great. You know, good old,
Were there
good
be old a, will there be
Cliff
a crowd?
Roberts wouldn't have never allowed this when he was chairman of the board.
I'm just curious if there's going to be a crowd outside the gates.
Yeah,
Augusta.
Right. Why not? Georgia's a lenient state when it comes to COVID, right?
Yeah,
is it? I don't know.
Definitely.
Just come on in.
They're the ones who are leading the charge sometimes.
Now, here's what I would do if I was game day. I would at least find a way to get the Washington Cougar flag there. Or do they still not do that? Remember the guy was going, I think they went up to Washington State. Remember there was the Washington State flag. They paid for a guy to fly that flag at game day everywhere it was until they came to Pullman, Washington.
Okay, yeah.
And I think they went to Pullman, Washington, and so they ended it. But I'm not sure. I'm not really up on the itinerary of the game day crew. But if not, you got to find a way to get that flag into Augusta National to wave it somehow, some way. I don't think there's a golfer on the tour that went to Washington State. But
no, maybe just somebody
maybe not.
Get a larger flag and just wave it from outside.
Maybe so. Maybe so. But this is a good idea.
Hire a plane, a parachuter.
This is a good idea.
I'm excited.
Me too.
You know, and like I said, many people are probably going to be like, oh, that's stupid. That's breaking traditions. You know, who cares?
Just do it.
Just get out there and let's see what happens.
But it's a great, it's a pretty good weekend. Like Alabama LSU is on schedule. I know LSU's down a little bit this year, but it's still a good game. I think there's some really good football games that's scheduled that day too. So it's a combination of Masters Saturday plus a good schedule of college football, if I'm not mistaken.
And then two networks kind of, promoting each other.
Bring it together. Yeah. Howdy, friends. The Masters. Nobody is going to be there. That's going to be so weird.
That is going to be weird.
To see that. Nobody's going to be there. There's going to be no roars through the pines.
No, you're going to get to see more of the course.
Yeah,
which I don't know if I'm prepared for.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So, college All game right. day.
Great. That's awesome. That's a good. What's the bad of the day?
The bad of the day, you know, some people may feel indifferent about this. I feel that this is a not necessary thing. But this is happening for the third straight year. This is the first I've heard of it. I've never seen this before. But this is the third straight year where KFC, Kentucky Fried Chicken, and Walmart are collaborating for their KFC scented log.
They did this before. You're right. Yeah, I remember
I don't remember it at all. But
yeah.
Do we really want a light of fire log? You know, it's like one of those like Duraflame, like it just, you know, it burns for a couple of hours. It's not real wood. It's like wood particles, I guess.
So what they're saying is the 11 herbs and spices, you light the log and then you get the fragrance
of Kentucky
of
Fried Chicken.
Kentucky Fried Chicken through your house.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a good idea.
I don't think I want that.
I like Kentucky Fried Chicken, but I don't think I'd want my house smelling like it.
I don't need it
smelling.
Does that
make sense?
Yeah, it's going to smell like a greasy fast food restaurant.
Right, exactly.
I'm not sure I'm wanting my house to smell that way. Just stick with pine.
To me,
cedar.
To me, this is like the bacon craze. Like, man, we like bacon.
Yes.
But there was a point where I was like, okay, look, I don't need bacon gum.
Right, yeah. Right?
Like, I don't need bacon candles. Like, I like bacon, but for the love of Pete, I don't need bacon ice cream, bacon cupcakes. I don't need that.
You can go to a website, and the website is, I can't remember the actual name of it. I'm going to look it up, but I think it was called Bacon Porn. Right?
Wow. Right.
And it's not what you think. It's not the second word.
All right.
But it literally is everything that has to do with bacon, like bacon scented socks, bacon air fresheners, bacon, like you said, bacon ice cream, bacon wine.
Yeah, exactly.
It's overindulgence of bacon. And I love bacon.
So somebody was in a room and somebody said, you know what? It's pretty cool. Last night, my wife and I got some KFC, got some Colonel. Brought it home, man. It's just the smell of Kentucky Fried Chicken. And somebody went, wait, I got a great idea. Let's take that fragrance and put it into a kind of a, like a Duraflame log. And then their whole house, and people went, that's brilliant. Let's get research on that. Let's start building a prototype. Let's start making this marketing, getting them on top of it. And I wonder if people are like, yeah, here's the thing. Every now and then, I like to stop by KFC and get a bucket of Colonel. But I don't need my house smelling like it.
No, well, I guess
if I want to smell the flavors, I'll walk into the store if I can.
I guess what they thought was maybe he's like, you know, every once in a while, I just go to KFC for the smells, not
that's
to eat.
Right. That's right.
I just go for the smells.
By the way, my local KFC, I don't know if yours has it. I know there's places around the country that do. My local KFC has a buffet. Now, they don't
really?
Have it anymore because of COVID.
Right.
Like COVID, like you can't even go in, I think. I think it's just drive-thru only. But before COVID, it was like a buffet.
A buffet.
Which is really dangerous for me, man, because I would go in there and be like, you mean I can get all that for one low price? Just keep eating? Yeah, it's not good.
Yeah, that's not a smart thing to have.
I know, because it's really good.
It's like Disneyland for a fat man.
That's right. That is right. That is correct. All right, what's the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day was a tweet that was sent out that went viral beyond viral.
Okay.
I got to read the tweet for you. So
sure.
Give me a second just to pull it up because it's a tweet that I guess fell short of what its intentions were.
Okay. This happens every now and then.
The backstory is Kim Kardashian decided to throw herself a birthday bash.
She did?
She did, but she decided to do it on a private island.
Of course she did.
So here's the tweet. After 2 weeks of multiple health screens and asking everyone to quarantine, I surprised my closest inner circle with a trip to a private island where we could pretend things were normal just for a brief moment in time. And it just has, you know, some photos of her celebrating. Well, Twitter doesn't disappoint.
Of course it doesn't.
So people started taking her exact tweet, just copying it word for word, and then posting it with random pictures of them and their friends on a private island. Like, you know, one person put the cast of Lost. Another person put the cast of Gilligan's Island.
Of course.
You know, anything that you could think of. I mean, it's just over and over and over. There's one that, you know, did Tom Hanks on Castaway with Wilson.
That's fantastic.
So I understand where she was trying to go from this, but it's kind of funny because I mean, for me, I look at it this way. Does she think that's a normal thing to do? to be able to say, like, hey, I took everyone to a private island so we can have a birthday party and just pretend everything is normal.
Yeah, see, there, that's
where the rest of us are going, oh, yeah, I had a drive-by.
I think there is, I think there is a real disconnect, and I really hate this. I cannot believe that there are people just so numb to what to how something looks.
Yeah,
just so numb. Like it just is amazing that this person, like, she has such a, but I guess she just gets fed this on social media from millions of people who just are asking for more information. So she feels like there's a need to share all of this stuff in the way she shares it. Maybe that she's responding, or maybe she's just oblivious to how people live their lives.
I think it's
private island, multiple screenings, getting everybody to celebrate a birthday on a private island, like you said, where kids can't even have their friends over. They have to have drive-bys. And she's just like, well, I had a private island and we double screened everybody and it was awesome and we felt normal. Oh, good for, and it's just this total disconnect.
I was able to fly everyone down there.
Yeah,
on my
exactly.
Private planes.
It's nuts. That is, I think you're 100% right. I think there is some sort of
It's just celebrity. It hits the wrong way. But I'm glad Twitter doesn't disappoint. People just took that and ran with it. You know, people. I mean, one person put up the cast of 90210 on the beach.
That's great.
Here's my inner circle of friends, and it's just, I don't know.
Listen, I love, this is the one thing about Twitter that always makes me kind of happy, is I consider myself kind of not a huge witty guy, but I've come up with some zingers every now and then. I will see something on Twitter and I will go, oh my God, I got a great response to that. But I always check, because I guarantee you somebody's already thought of it.
Yeah.
I always go through it and I go, yeah, all right.
Well,
15 people have already came up with the same idea I did.
I'll let you know some to don't use. Don't use pictures from Jurassic Park.
Okay.
Definitely don't use pictures from the Fyre Festival.
Got it. Okay. Fyre Festival. That's the best one. That's the best one. Yeah. Fyre Festival. I watch that Netflix Fyre Festival documentary all the time.
Have you heard about that guy, by the way?
Billy McFarland? Is he out of jail?
No, he's been put in self-isolation because of a podcast he was doing. What world
he was doing
do
a podcast in jail?
What world are we living in where
I don't even do podcasting now, and I have a studio in my house.
We're missing out, right?
God. He's doing a podcast in prison?
How are you? How?
That's what I want to know. Who gives him access to a studio to do a podcast?
I mean, don't they all look at the same, like, small screen TV that we see in all jail cells? It's not a flat screen.
If I find out Billy McFarland created a microphone, audio cords out of a bed sheet and a pillow, I will lose my mind, right? I will lose my mind.
Make him MacGyver. Start like, sending I had him a on sneaker missions around
and a,
the world.
It's like you hear these stories out of prison. I had a sneaker and a sock and I made beer. I was like, whoa, wait a minute. Stop. Hold on. What are you talking about? Like, they're really getting with a lot of ingenuity. Billy McFarland. Good grief. All right. That's the good, the bad, the dumb. All right. Well, as we continue to talk more about the World Series, Gabe Lax will join us. One of my favorite guests. So talk about the Dodgers winning it all and what it meant last night when Kevin Cash pulled Blake Snell, plus the legacy of Clayton Kershaw. We've got all that coming up as we continue with the Wake Up Call.